Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨应旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi everyone, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is The Magi Adore Jesus. The Magi adore Jesus. Having heard what Herod said, the Magi leave Jerusalem, and behold, the star they saw rising now shines ahead of them until it rests over Bethlehem, where the baby Jesus is found. Entering the house, they see the child in Mary's arms. They kneel and bow to the ground to worship him. Then they offer him their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. By offering him gold, they recognize that Jesus is king. Only kings, in fact, use gold. By offering incense, the Magi recognize that Jesus is God. Incense, in fact, was burned before the altars of gods. By offering him myrrh, they prophesy the death of Jesus. Myrrh, in fact, is an oil used to anoint the dead before burial. Yes, our story for today continues once more the journey of the Magi. 我们今天的故事就是继续那贤人的旅程。他们一直还在找耶稣。Having heard what Herod said, 就是听了黑洛德的所说的话。Heard 就是听到。Herod 就是那个国王的名字。Said 就是说，听到他说的话。The Magi leave Jerusalem. 这些贤人 leave 就是离开，离开耶路撒冷。And behold, 看哪。The star they saw rising. 那星星他们看到升起的星星。Rising 就是升起。Saw 就是看到。他们所看到升起的那个星星。Now shines ahead of them. 现在闪着在他们前面。Until it rests over Bethlehem. 直到他停留在白冷，这个地方是在哪里？ Where the baby Jesus is found， 就是在那耶稣这婴儿可以找到。 Found 就是找到，就是这个星星在他们前面，一直在他们前面，直到停留在白冷，那耶稣可以找到的地方。 Entering the house，进去这个房子之后， They see the child in Mary's arm. 他们看到这个小孩在玛利亚的手臂。 They kneel and bow to the ground. They kneel. Kneel 就是跪着。所以他们先跪着。 And bow. Bow 就是俯首。 They kneel and bow to the ground. 俯首在地。Ground 就是地。 To worship him， 为了朝拜他。 Then 然后呢， They offer him their gifts， 他们献给他他们的礼物。 Gifts 意思就是礼物。他们的礼物有哪些？有三样。 Gold frankincense and myrrh. Gold 就是黄金 ，frankincense 就是乳香 ，myrrh 就是墨药。但是这个三个礼物也有它的代表性哦。By offering him gold, they recognize that Jesus is king. 献给他这个黄金，他们承认耶稣是国王。Only kings, 只有国王。In fact, 事实上 use gold, 用黄金。因此他们献给他黄金的意思就是他们承认他是国王。因为只有国王事实上用黄金。By offering incense, 他们送献给他这个乳香。The Magi recognize that Jesus is God. 这贤人承认他就是耶稣是天主。Incense, in fact, was burned before the altars of God. 这个乳香是在神的祭台被烧的，因此他们献这个乳香给耶稣，意思他们承认耶稣是天主。By offering him myrrh, they prophesied the death of Jesus. 他们献给他这个墨药，他们又在这么开始的时候就预言了耶稣的死亡。Myrrh, in fact, is an oil used to anoint the dead before burial. 抹药就是事实上是一种油来敷那些尸体在准备他们去埋葬之前。因此在这么那么近三个礼物我们就看到了耶稣的这个使命。他就是国王，他是王，他是天主，也是他会以牺牲自己的性命来显出他这个王国。因此我们可以体会到 We can really feel that Jesus has a special mission. 他有一个特别的使命。He will be our king, 他会作为我们的国王。And he will be our God, 他会是我们的真正的主。但是他要怎么呈现这个呢？ How will he show this to us? By his death, 借着他的死亡。因为后来 because later on, we will read about his story, how he sacrificed his very self,His very life for us. 因为后来我们也会听到他的故事，他如何真正的显出、奉献出他自己的生命，为了拯救我们。But for now, let us be like the Magi. 现在呢，我们先像这些贤人，认识出 ，recognize that Jesus is King.耶稣是王，让我们去好好的聆听他 ，Let us listen to him， 朝拜他 ，Let us worship him， 我们也要服从他 ，We must also obey him。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and families.Goodbye and God bless.